back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's, here with special guest Patrick Manley. Now, Pat, I really have to say, if you knew what we said about you on previous shows, I don't even think you would be here right now. Yeah. Anthony has joked in the past that when the Bears were founded, 1920, that was your first year with the team.
It was a great year.
We're really glad that you decided to join us. How is retirement so far for you?
Well, obviously, I'm wearing my retired man's uniform right here and brought my best friend here in the golf clubs. So I've been doing a whole bunch of that, did a little vacation with the family, but other than that, just kind of enjoying my time off right now.
Now, what do you shoot? Because I probably shoot about like 155.
We need to go out and get some work done.
Yeah. So what do you shoot?
My handicap's around a 3 or 4.
My handicap is just being out there.
Yeah. That's probably your chest. Chin.
I can't see the ball, right? I got like a huge pork loin just over the ball, and I can't see it.
We just got to just start up that diet next week.
Yeah, very true.
Next week, though. So, Pat, you underwent hip surgery in January. Mm-hmm. You're rehabbing in the offseason. What kind of went into the decision to retire? When did you know your body said, I can't do this anymore?
Throughout rehab, you know, my hip was not coming along as fast as I wanted it to, but I told myself I'm going to put all my effort in, more so than I have in the years past, to try to rehab and train as hard as I could. And when I was doing it, my body was just like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're done, bud.
Yeah.
Everything else started hurting. Knees started hurting. And that's just, you know, I'm 39 years old, and it just started catching. Yeah, I'm old.
39.
Football old.
Yeah.
Now, retired life, I'm young.
Yeah, that's true.
But my body just told me it's time to move on, and you know, thank you, Bears, very much for the opportunity to play here for 16 years, and let's figure out what's next.
Yeah, but you get a lot of time on your hands, and I find spending time with my kids is, like, more rewarding than anything else. So tell us about –
My daughter just started picking up playing a little basketball, so she's getting into sports a little bit, so that gets me excited. We'll get out in the driveway and dribble a basketball.
Show me the crossover move you teach
her. I get my hips back. Mine's just more just the dribble straight up. Keep your eyes up.
So what's on tap for your Sunday mornings now that
I'm
your
actually been
up.
Hired by The Score to do the pregame
awesome.
Shows.
Okay.
I'll be doing the 3-hour pregame shows for them and then doing some fill-in co-host work and kind of excited for that. So.
What's up?
I know.
Hey, your boy on the show. What's going on?
Have your people call my people. We'll get it worked out.
Sweet, man. So you hit the ground running.
Yeah, I think it's been like a little over 2 weeks I've been retired, and my wife is like
just off the hook, huh?
Well, we'll see, yeah. I'm going to give it a shot. I don't know if I'll be any good at it, but I'll give it a shot.
Speaking of your wife, so she was your girlfriend back in college, correct? So what did she think when you said, my goal, I'm going to be a long snapper in the NFL, that's what I want to do?
Well, she said that's a job. I played offensive line and long snapped at Duke. I had an opportunity to possibly go work at Wall Street in New York City. And then as the senior year went along, I got more interest about being a long snapper. And she that's exactly what she said. That's a job? She couldn't believe it. And fortunately, 16 years later, it was a good one.
I got a question what everybody wants to know. Will you keep the Manley mullet?
The mullet? My wife won't let me cut it yet.
Okay.
So, not yet.
That's very
not
nice.
Yet.
Yep.
Pat, I don't know if you noticed, but there's this new phenomenon that's just been sweeping the nation. Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, everything, every social media outlet. And it's called Manleying. So what you do is you get down in the stance like this and snap the ball. But when you get down
in
the stance.
Can you show me that stance again?
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. My hamstrings won't allow me to do things two times in a row. So I've been doing it on Instagram and Twitter, and it's been sweeping the nation, man. So can you give us what do you go through when you get down in your stance? Like, what's going on?
I'm retired now, so you got to pay me to do this stuff now, right? So
okay.
I'm just kidding.
I got some cash on.
So the manling, your manling is not.
It's totally good.
Yeah, that'll work. Right. We'll take it. Let me take it.
Take my next. Thought you weren't going to take it.
I'll be my caddy piece. No, you got to get a little bit more over the ball. You know, you're a little too squatted down like a D lineman, like a nose guard. You got to get a little more weight forward.
Oh, okay.
So you want me to show you what it looks like?
Please.
Okay, it's just
because people think it's easy. It's really not.
Well, now I'm gonna get made fun of.
No, you're not.
Am I golf? All right, here we go. So it's just, you know, like a normal O lineman stance, I guess, a little bit wider than normal. The ball's out front. You reach for it. So it's more like this right here. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
I can't do it with you, man. I'm sorry, man. But It's sweeping the nation.
I know, you've been killing my phone, been draining my battery with all the notifications I keep getting.
Yeah, I seen the guy, his pregnant wife took the picture of him and while he was in the hospital. Like, it's sweeping the nation.
Yours is better. You're doing mulch?
I did one.
You're doing mulch on top of your van?
Yeah, mulch on top of the minivan. I did one at Disney World.
That's right, I forgot about that. Greatest place on earth?
Yes.
Yeah, so keep them coming. Keep the mantling photos coming.
Please do. They're pretty enjoyable.
Tweet them to these guys. They love getting good laughs out of them.